executive director, or director. And that is that it appears that for the November 3rd meeting, we only have three commissioners and no chairman and no vice chairman. Now, here's a solution if we can do this. Can we start the meeting at 2:00?
We have already advertised. Yeah, the postcards and the legal ads all have a time in them, and there's not enough time to renotice. So we could take care of like other business, and but the public hearings have to start at no earlier than 5:00. There's no way around that. You know, it's without cancelling the meeting and renoticing.
Okay. It's just you and I, Kelly.
Yeah, and I really apologize for this. This was just an oversight on my part because I had not adjusted my calendar for
the same conversation
oddball meeting.
Because of return day.
As you guys,
November 3rd, it's next Thursday.
Yeah, and it's a work thing that I have to do at 6:00. So starting at 5 is going to be kind of difficult.
Yeah, what's it look like on that agenda? I didn't say it was posted yet. But.
Yeah, I'm actually supposed to be somewhere at 2, but I said I would put it off.
I actually have it ready to go, so I can, if we just take a 2-minute break, I can
print
it.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about something else while you're talking about
that. Yeah, okay, all right, go ahead.
So, Mr. Hopkins, the discussion and the point Mr. Hopkins brought up early on, those conditions of when amenities are constructed, I mean, I think that you mentioned it, and I think it's something we're going to see. Hopefully we don't have a downturn, but if we do, that's going to spread out those building permits. We've actually, Mr. Whitehouse and staff have been, there's been a whole lot going on, but there's been sort of in the background whether we should make that a code requirement. To your point, you know, figure out what a percentage is that everybody can live with and either have it in code or have a time period in code. That way it's set, everybody knows what the rules are. You all aren't deciding whether to do amendments to a condition or whatever else. It's in the code. I mean, if you want, that's something that we could at least start the conversation on and maybe get an ordinance introduced. Because I do think, having lived through this the last time around, we might start seeing that again, you know, where...
Yeah, that was a great point that Mr. Hopkins made.
Yeah. But, you know, and as I thought, I mean, as I thought about some more tonight, because the motion you read for me,
right,
it was at like 60% or something like that, 70 out of 125 or something. Yeah. There is something also to be said for the fact that everybody shares in the downturn. In other words, if you're the developer, I go to you. I mean, I go and buy, and you tell me up front that it's 70%. Then I'm in it. We're in it together.
Yeah, right.
And if there's a downturn, then you're not stuck with having to build the clubhouse because there's a downturn.
And everybody
and
knew
I'm sharing in
right,
the
as long as it's in the. That's
but
a good
it,
point.
It was up front.
Yeah.
What the difference is, and I was slow putting it together in my head, but the difference on this one is, a deal's a deal, and if maybe the developer, who knows, for whatever reason, oversight or hadn't thought it through or whatever, but or
probably bought the lots.
To commit to something. And have only so many units built. That could hurt trying to cash flow that thing. Well, but a deal's a deal.
Yeah, and having it determined up front would be very helpful because where a lot of these guys are getting in a jam is that the original developer is gone.
Uh-huh.
This guy, second guy, comes in, buys it, and he only gets to build 5 houses. Now he's got to build a clubhouse. But if they should know that up front, and that should be factored into their negotiation when they're buying it.
On fairly recent subdivisions or residential project, that's all incorporated in the bonding.
Isn't there some kind of bond?
If you're a sophisticated enough buyer, you know, that would be a question that should come up. I don't know with this one because it's 2008 if that's the case. I don't want to get too far into this one because it's past
right.
that agenda, but I will say I'm glad you all deferred it because there's a history with it that has come before council where there's been a lot of people in here, and particularly now that we have that public comment portion. I just want to make sure you guys are making an informed decision on it, you know, before you decide and know the background on it. Because there's been a lot of interest at the council level.
Yeah,
I can just circle back. So on the public hearings, so we were thinking of taking old business items that we're not acting on tonight and moving them on to next week, but they could be pushed out because we have time, so that's easy. And then in terms of public hearings, we had a 5.8 megawatt solar farm, which is on Greentop Road. And then we have the Thomas Dragon trustee conditional use application for a boatyard, which that is how it's spelled.
Oh, okay.
And that is likely to have a number of speakers based on the comments that we're seeing already arriving into the office.
It's on Derrick's Creek. Yeah, that's going to be a big.
I think that will have more speakers. And then we have the Sweet Meadows Riding Academy, which is a conditional use for overnight accommodations for a horse riding academy. And then we have a gunsmithing business, which is a conditional use application for a gunsmithing business within residential property, for which we've received no comments at this time. So they're relatively lighter items. But then you have a CZ and a CU for Ron Sutton, which is on Pepper's Corner Road, and actually it's on the southeast side of Central Avenue for multi-family for 60 units. So it's a change of zone to MR and a conditional use for 60 units.
Mm. Planning in general.
Yeah,
that would agree. All right, look, I'll be here. I'm gonna, it's, waste people are gonna kill me. They've rented a place, rented a hall and everything. It's a presentation that I had to give for a reserve study group, an association who, I mean, it's, but.
Can we cancel the meeting and re-advertise for Friday?
We have to be like 3 weeks out.
Record a video?
No, they're going to want, and the thing is that I.
Well, it's what the lead time you need for the
meeting. I'll deal with it. It's disappointing, but I'll just tell them. I'll just tell them what happened, you know, and we'll get them to reschedule. It's okay.
It starts when does the meeting start?
Well, mine starts at 6, so you know it would start just at 6, and I think I think now it's in Millsboro. It was at the library, and then they changed it, but. This is way too much agenda to try to reschedule. So no, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. Not a problem. And we'll do it with four commissioners. We'll be all right. We'll have four. Just make sure the three of you don't get sick or get amnesia COVID or whatever this new kind of COVID. Yeah. This new virus that's going around that makes you forget stuff.
Oh, no, I think I already have that.
It's caught on.
It's spreading.
I text Vince, please read my motion. I'm foggy. I didn't sleep last night.
Oh, boy.
Oh, geez, sorry.
Okay. The only other, this is an easy one that I wanted to ask the group.
Okay, guys.
Guys, one more thing. One more thing, procedural thing. I can go either way on this, but I noticed that I'm thinking that we might actually benefit from having a scheduled recess before our public hearings to give everybody a chance to go to the restroom.
I'm sorry, I drink so much water during the day.
You know, no, it's all right. 5 minutes. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
that makes sense.
Now 5 minutes always is 10 minutes.
We were at 6:30 or 6:40.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. We were an hour and a half before we did our first public hearing, and it is a long time sit. So if we want to just take them, I mean, we don't even have to schedule it. We can just, but I wanted to get everyone's, you know, but
good
I'm
idea.
Going to tell you right now, if it's not on this page, there's a chance I'm going to forget. So somebody has to remind me.
It looks like a long night. Do we want to get rid of the old stuff? Do we want to start at 4 and get rid of the old stuff and start the public hearing right at 5 this week?
We could, just to clear out for the business.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I mean this is crazy. I mean I get why we got this because we skipped the meeting. So I'm not criticizing or complaining. But
6:40.
If you want to start it,
it was 6:40 something.
Oh, it was 6:40. So we were an hour and 40 minutes
tonight.
Is that possible that could happen next week too?
We can start. Well, there's a much less in terms of other business next week. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, just 6 items, and we can lighten that some further.
So you can eat through an hour?
And we're not going to put any old business on from tonight on that.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, we've already gotten rid of most of these, so, but we did two of them, so.
Right.
Oh, wait, if we came in an hour early, maybe we could even get the break and everything behind us, so right at 5:00, we go into the public hearings.
Is that going to mess people up, though, because they're expect, well, I guess you tell people the meeting starts at 5, so they don't show up at 5.
The public hearings can't start before 5, but we can start.
And they're noticed at 5, so if they're not here at 5, that's on them.
Okay.
I mean, with the few items of other business that we have, we could just start at 4:30, and then within 30 minutes, those 6 items are going to be complete, and there's no old business. So just straight into the public hearings at 5:00. So.
One thing's for sure, I trust your judgment when it comes to time, because you nailed it. I mean, you nail it within a couple minutes.
Do you, okay, so what are we going to do now? What's the plan?
4:30
to start the meeting and just deal with other business, and then we'll roll into the hearings at 5 after a recess.
Sounds good.
Unfortunately, that means, we're not going to get to those hearings in an hour to get you to where we
That's need fine. I'll work it out with them. It's just, you know, all those things. And I didn't have it in my calendar correctly. I had it in my calendar. I didn't have it on the right day. So, all right. Anything else for the good of the order?
Just while we're talking about not being here, I did tell everybody December the 8th.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
All right. So, anybody else? All right, adjourned, peace and harmony prevailing.